USA News Update. New information has come out from the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. One day before the first hearing into the House's planned President Joseph Biden impeachment inquiry. Representative James Comer reported that President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, was listed as the beneficiary address for two bank money wires, payments totaling $260,000 to his son Hunter from Chinese nationals. One of the Chinese nationals is reported as Jonathan Lee, who developed a business relationship with Hunter while Joe was vice president. The committee said both wires originated from Beijing and were delivered to the Biden home after Joe announced he was running for president. A raging fire seemingly caused by fireworks at a wedding engulfed a hall with guests in northern Iraq today. Authorities are reporting more than 100 people are confirmed dead and roughly 150 others injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.